Well, you've clogged up my emails with questions for Dr. Ted Brower, PhD. I'm going to use some of them when we come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back, Ted Brower with us. Ted, I'm getting some emails from people who are asking because of the fertility rate decline and things like that, with the possibility of soy being one of the reasons. Is it because there's so much GMO soy product out there?
And soy is not necessarily the GMO as far as I'm concerned on that, George. The biggest problem with soy is the female estrogen compound in there, the phytoestrogens, because what happens, we had a 50% reduction in male sperm counts in the last 20, 30, 40 years. A lot of men are sterile now, and I guess a lot of folks don't understand that it's because of the food we're eating, the chemicals that we're eating. The fluoride also reduces fertility, and so you got to understand that if you're trying to have kids, you've got to stay away from all of these chemicals and all of these compounds. But, you know, it's interesting to me because, you know, in my latest book, the Breakthrough Health book, you know, we cover all of this information that we're covering tonight. We go into detail. But let me share something with all the listeners right now. If they don't like what I'm saying tonight, don't buy the book, because it's going to be more of the same. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth of what's going on, why it's happening, the chemicals in our diet, the foods that we're eating that are killing us. And we're going to tell you how to stay healthy. But if that's not something you're interested in, it's better not to get the book. But it's also available, by the way, the bodybyted.com website, and also available at amazon.com.
Well, what I like about you, Ted, is you don't have a mission. You're not out to get somebody. All you want to do is get the information out to people.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I don't have an axe to grind with these manufacturers that don't know any better. I do have an axe to grind with the manufacturers that are doing it on purpose, and they know that sugar is unbelievably addictive as far as its dopamine triggers, and they're putting it in their food supply to try to force people to eat more and more and more. They're treating us like we're cattle. They're treating us like we're basically animals that are being fattened for the slaughter. And it saddens me that we're doing this, George, and that we're doing this on a industrial level scale, and we're getting sicker and sicker. I mean, the U.S. right now is leading the world when it comes to heart disease, to diabetes, and to cancer as far as industrialized countries.
It's true.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Now we've got this Obamacare stuff that's happening, and whether you like it or not, it's definitely going to change. But I particularly like you'll be able to keep your insurance, you'll be able to keep your doctor, you'll be able to keep your hospital, you'll be able to keep your prescription drugs, and none of that was true. And so now we're finding out that even the bad system that we currently have with the iatrogenic diseases and the hundreds of thousands of people that are dying every year from drug-induced diseases and death, hundreds of thousands are dying. I mean, if you had 747s falling out of the sky every day and baseball stadiums and football stadiums collapsing into sinkholes and killing hundreds of thousands of people, it makes a pretty good mainstream news. But the reality is nobody talks about the iatrogenic diseases and the death that's being caused by mainstream medicine and the use of all of these prescription drugs and the massive increase we're having in Alzheimer's disease and senile dementia, and a lot of that's due to the statin drugs and this infusion of aluminum into the ecosystem. I mean, it's incredible to me that we sit here and we look at it and we don't realize what's going on. Let me tell you something. This is interesting. My mom was born in Germany in 1916, George.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Right there.
And I don't normally share this with anybody, but I'm going to share this with the whole country tonight. She was born in 1916. I mean, my mom was 40 years old when she had me. She'd be over, you know, close to 100. Well, she should almost be 100 years old now. My father was born in 1901. He'd be over 114 or whatever now, 113. Now, here's what's interesting about this. She was raised all the way through the horrors of the Third Reich. And she told me, and it was interesting to me, she said, when the buildings hit the trade towers in 2001, she was still alive. And she stood in front of the TV set, and she cried, and she cried, and she cried. And I said to her, I said, why are you crying, Mom? I mean, what's going on? Because, I mean, it really touched me, because I couldn't believe she was doing this. She was in her 80s. And she said to me, she said, son, she said this in German. She said, ich habe das schon gesehen. I've already seen this. My first language was German, because my mom spoke German to me when I was little. And she said, I've already seen all this. I said, what have you seen? She goes, this is the burning of the Reichstag in 1933. I've seen this before. Next will come the Enabling Act. And I looked at her and said, what's that? It wasn't a few weeks later they passed the Patriot Act, which is almost the same verbiage that we had with the Enabling Act. George, the country's slipping into tyranny. And I asked her, I said, why are you so upset about that? She goes, you don't understand, Ted. We didn't see it coming in Germany. We didn't understand what was happening. She goes, Goebbels and Nazi propaganda was so strong that we believed everything we saw on TV. We believed everything we heard on the radio. We believed all of the stuff they were telling us until they took our guns away and they took our rights away and they started taking our neighbors away. And I said, you mean the Jewish folks? She goes, no, Ted, not the Jews. She said, the Christians, the Catholics. Anybody who spoke against the Third Reich and spoke against Hitler was taken away in the middle of the night. The following day, their homes, in many cases, were bulldozed. The following days, their yards were resodded. They disappeared. We never saw them or their families again. And she goes, that's why I'm crying, because we're going the same route of the Patriot Act with the Reichstag fire, with the Enabling Act. And I see it. I don't know what to do. And she goes, I'm so glad I'm old and I'm not going to see the end output of this, because it's going to be that bad what's going to happen. And that's what people don't realize. We don't understand that, you know, this is just something that's absolutely awful and it's happening all of the time.
Ted, when you started doing this, what did some of your peers and colleagues say? I mean, you're a professor in Tallahassee for a couple of years. Did anybody say, yeah, right on, or did they go after you?
Well, you know, I've got a very unique way of looking at things. I mean, I was raised in the South, but I was raised by a German immigrant mother, my dad was born in Iowa, and the craziest thing is, I don't see things the way other people see things. Maybe it's because I didn't drink fluoride when I was young, George. I don't know. We were raised on a well, because we know that fluoride calcifies the pineal gland, and that gives you the inner thought and the ability to look at things from a different perspective. And so the craziest thing is that if we don't understand what's going on, we can't try to find out what the solution is. But my peers, they're one of two categories. They either think that I've completely gone off the deep end, or they think that I'm 100% right. And that's why I said with the Breakthrough Health book, you know, at the bodybyted.com website, if you don't like what I'm saying tonight, if you don't want to know the truth, and the truth will set you free, if you don't want to know that, stay in the normalcy bias, because a lot of people are so wrapped up in the normalcy bias of today's society, George, and they believe the lies. We've got a mainstream media that might as well be controlled by Joseph Goebbels. I mean, it's unbelievable, George, and this is the same thing my mom cried and cried and cried about before she died, because she said, I know what happens next. And she said to me, she goes, the German people woke up at the end of the war. It was too late. She said, the problem is the American people have stayed asleep, because they started trusting their government after World War II, and they believed their government could never do anything wrong to them because they had saved them from the Nazi world. And that's all true, but the reality is we don't understand. Government, when left to run amok, gets worse and worse and worse, and they go power crazy. Ronald Reagan warned us about that, and so did John F. Kennedy.
And so did Eisenhower.
So did Eisenhower. And see, the problem is nobody wants to wake up. Nobody wants to see the truth because of normalcy bias. Nobody wants to believe that this is happening to the United States the same way that it happened in Nazi Germany. I was going through TSA a couple of years ago. I was having my routine groping at the checkpoint.
Well, pretty soon you won't have to worry about that, because they're going to work on a new scanner where you walk right through it. You don't have to take off your shoes. You just keep moving.
Well, I said to the guy while he was groping me, I said, I hope you're enjoying this. And he goes, what do you mean? And I said, I hear the stormtroopers walking on the cobblestone streets of Berlin, and it's 1938. And the man looked at me and goes, what in the world are you talking about? And I repeated it to him. And he goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. And I said, I didn't think that you did. And the sad part about it is we stood here. We've allowed the Patriot Act to be passed. We allowed the National Defense Authorization Act to be passed. We've allowed Department of Homeland Security to buy over a billion rounds of ammunition. What do they need a billion rounds of ammunition for, George?
And they're still buying.
I mean, why are they buying FEMA caskets? I mean, what's going on with all this nonsense? And why does the American people not wake up? It's because it's called normalcy bias. Nobody wants to believe the food is that bad. Nobody wants to believe that the United States government has allowed this food to be this bad. Nobody wants to believe that we are leading the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer as far as industrialized nations. And nobody wants to believe that the leading cause of death in our country, other than, you know, the leading cause of death in kids other than accidents, is cancer. Nobody wants to believe any of this stuff because of normalcy bias. We don't want to believe. We're like the Germans right now in World War II, believing the propaganda that Goebbels was spouting out over the radio and the TV, telling the Third Reich that they were going to win everything and be the victors in the world, and while they were being utterly defeated. It's nonsense.
But don't you think,
realize this.
Don't you think people are waking up?
I hope so, George. I mean, this past week, the Department of State said we're going to defend Japan against Chinese aggression. I didn't vote on that. Did you vote on that, George?
No, sir.
Are you ready to go to war with China to defend Japan? I mean, what, these people are a bunch of psychopaths. I mean, we don't need World War III. We almost had World War III last summer with Syria, and nobody wants to open their eyes and see it.
Well, now, let's take the devil's advocate position here, since you brought it up. Are you willing to let China walk in and take Japan?
Here's how I look at all of this. It's a tough call. It's a tough call, George. But the point is, do we want to start World War III? I don't think China's going to take Japan. I think that's complete nonsense.
That's the point. I don't think any nation truly wants a major world war. I mean, we have the capability. Russia has the capability. China is really close to the capability of destroying each other. We can wipe each other off. I mean, what good is it when you have nothing?
I mean, it's bad enough right now. We've got nuclear reactors leaking all over the United States, and Fukushima's out there spewing all this radioactive debris. I end up in 300,000 pounds of seawater, contaminated seawater into the Pacific every day, loaded with radiation. I mean, isn't that bad enough without going to a nuclear war, George? I mean, we don't need to do this. And that's why in the book Breakthrough Health, I go into detail on a lot of these different types of topics, not so much the political stuff because it's a health book, but the reality is we as Americans have to wake up. We've got to stop the march of fascism. We've got to stop the boots of the Third Reich from taking over our country. We can't let the boots of the Third Reich march down the cobblestone streets of Washington, D.C. and think it's okay. It's not okay, George, and we have to stand up in the aggregate as the people of the United States, and all these stupid incumbents that continue to vote for all of this nonsense, I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican, they got to go. We've got to get rid of them. We've got to take our country back. And that's how I look at it. That includes the GMO foods and everything else. The Europeans are looking at us like, what's wrong with the Americans? Why are they allowing GMO foods in their workplace? Why are they allowing all of these immunizations? Why are they have all these incredibly high autism rates? I mean, what's going on with America? Why is this happening to them? And why are they letting this happen? It's because we trusted the government after World War II because we thought they were the good guys.
Gee, Ted, you're not passionate about this at all, are you?
No, don't go on, George. You start pushing these hot buttons on me, and I get all aggravated because I don't like where we're going.
Remember,
I was raised by a German immigrant who sat and cried all the time about what happened to her country. Three quarters of all my relatives died in Germany during World War II. I mean, my father, it was so crazy. My grandfather stood there and he told me, he said, I used to watch the B-17s fly over. We had to black out the windows, otherwise they would bomb us in the residential neighborhoods. They didn't care. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the bombing and the destruction of Germany, the utter the population destruction, because they believed the lie, George. They believed the lie from Goebbels and the media and all of the press that was going in and saying the things that simply weren't true as if they were true, and they ended up destroying the whole country and killing half the population. It's complete and total lunacy that we can't do this in the United States.
But let me tell you something. These 10 items that you mentioned at the top of the show, we can control that, right?
Yes.
We can control that. Nobody's bringing us to the store.
Thank you for bringing me back to focus.
We had to get you off your pulpit.
Get me off that tangent.
But we can control this. Nobody's forcing us to buy aspartame. Nobody's forcing us to buy margarine. I mean, these are logical things that we can just sit down and say, I'm going to change this as my life. Okay, I'm not going to give up salami. But you know what? Maybe once a month now, instead of once every 3 days, if that was what somebody does, control it that way. And I think you're going to see a major difference in people's health, don't you?
Yes, George. And the thing about it is we have to get past the normalcy bias. We've got to stop thinking that the food that we're being given is healthy and it's okay to eat. We can't be given stuff. We can't be believing that. We can't be believing just because it's on the grocery store shelf that it's healthy. We've got to learn to read labels. And personally, I believe if it doesn't say GMO-free, we don't need to eat it, especially cereals. And if we start doing that, we start voting with our pocketbooks, you're absolutely right, George. What will end up happening is we'll find a way to basically change this country back to the good. But we've got to get rid of the normalcy bias. Again, I'm going to use that term again. That means everything, you think everything's okay, everything is not okay. I mean, with one out of 50 kids now, boys coming down with autism, George, that's not okay. We've got to try to figure out why that's going on. I've got some ideas. We can talk about that in a little bit of what's causing all of that. But the reality is we've got to realize that's not okay. Leading the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer as far as industrialized countries, that's not okay. I mean, taking all these prescription drugs and all of these chemicals. Haven't you watched the commercials on TV at night when they say, if you have a problem with arthritis, take this drug and you'll feel great. You'll float like a butterfly and sting like a bee.
Yeah, but then the disclaimer at the end, you know.
Then they say, oh, by the way, we don't want to tell you this, but you're probably going to die from this. So don't, you know, just take it at your own risk, but you want to float like a butterfly, sting like a bee, but you're going to be dead. Go ahead and do that. It's nonsense. So we've got to wake up and realize, stop drinking the fluoride, stop drinking the Kool-Aid, you know, metaphorically speaking, like Jim Jones people did, and realize that you've got to take care of your own health. You've got to be responsible for your own health, and you've got to realize that if you don't take care of your health and you ignore it, it will go away. And that's what we try to teach, and that's been my mantra for all of these years. You're responsible for your own health, not your doctor, nobody. You're responsible for your own health, and you're responsible for your children's health, too. Let's got a whole chapter in this book on children's health and what need to do with kids as far as vitamins and supplements and stuff like that.
And that's all important.
Listen to this. This is so important. If a kid is 2 or 3 or 4 years old and they're obese, okay, that's not that kid's fault. That's the parent's fault. Now, you listen to me, parents, and I don't care if you're going to be fussing at me or not, because I don't know you and you're looking at me on the telephone or the radio or whatever you're doing right now, and you're yelling at me. That kid didn't go to the junk food store and buy a bunch of junk food. We brought it home to that child and we gave it to him. They didn't drive to the store at 3 years of age. And we've got to learn that we can't be giving the kids all of this garbage and think the kids are going to be okay. They're not going to be okay. They're going to massively increase the risks of infertility. They're increased the risks of diabetes. I mean, there's one special herb that we talk about in the book that's been shown to be 100% effective in type 2 diabetes as far as in preventing it before it happens. And the thing about it is that that's the thing we need to realize. There's certain chemicals and certain compounds that we have to get off of completely if we want to be healthy. And we've got to be able to think. We've got to decalcify our pineal glands, for heaven's sakes, and stop drinking fluoride and calcifying our pineal glands. I mean, fluoride was used in Nazi concentration camps, for heaven's sakes, to make the inmates servile and infertile. But yet they put it in our water supply in 1946. I mean, what's going on with all that? Why are they doing this? Why are they putting this stuff into our water? Why are we drinking it? Why are we not saying, no, we don't want this? I mean, it's complete nonsense, George.
All right, immunizations. I do not get the flu shot, but I will not tell somebody not to. That's up to them.
I feel the exact same way. I tell people, here's the stuff. I've got information on immunizations in the book. I tell you the facts. I say, here are the facts. Here's the deal. But here's what I tell you if you're going to get the flu shot. Do not take a multivial shot. Do not take thimerosal, which is mercury. Do not inject mercury into your body. It is a neurotoxin. Some studies seem to indicate now that if you take 3 flu shots in a row, you increase your risk of senile dementia by 50%. That's nuts.
Let me guess this herb that reduces diabetes or type 2.
Go ahead.
Tell me if I'm right or wrong. My first guess, of course, will be cinnamon.
No.
Bitter melon.
No.
Fenugreek.
No.
Well, you're going to have to tell me then.
Turmeric.
I take that all the time.
There you go. And so that's one of the best herbs that you can possibly take. And so, but that's the thing. Now, as far as immunizations with kids, okay, again, this is something between you and your doctor. I'm not going to tell you not to immunize your kids, but I'm going to tell you this. If you're going to immunize your kids, you make sure those shots don't contain thimerosal. You make sure those shots don't contain adjuvants like squalene, which your brain
Does the doctor know if it's in the immunization?
Well, he kind of needs to know before he puts it in you. He needs to look at his label and make sure with the manufacturer and check with him. I'd make sure he checked with him, make sure that it doesn't contain any squalene, any adjuvants, or it doesn't contain any thimerosal if you're going to immunize a child. That's what I suggest that you do if you decide to immunize, because that's a choice that you've got to make as a parent. That's a choice you've got to make for yourself. As far as I'm concerned, I don't take the flu shots. I don't have any interest in it. And after the Simian 40 vaccine was contaminated, the Simian 40 monkey cancer vaccine and all that nonsense that I got stuck with the polio vaccine back in the 60s that they gave to me and about tens of millions of other Americans, I don't really trust a lot about vaccines. I don't really like injecting stuff into my body and not know exactly what it is.
Well, you know, I agree. Here's another question, too. How can the World Health Organization talk about a flu, you know, whatever it is, H5, N10, whatever it is, and they have one fatality, and they say it could be a pandemic with one person dead?
Well, about 35,000 people every single year die in the United States.
Of the normal flu, right?
That's right. And here's the problem with the flu vaccine. You know, first of all, the stuff mutates, okay, from person to person. And the particular strain that they set up in the vials as far as for the immunizations, there is absolutely no guarantee that you're going to get the vial with the right immunization to start with when you take the flu shot. That you're better off to use vitamin D as in dog 3, about 5,000 IUs a day for the flu season. Plus, it'll also help you get rid of seasonal affective disorder. Very, very important to take D3. Make sure it's from a lanolin-based source. Don't go to your local junk food store that's dragging it in from China. And you get a bottle of D3 for 99 cents. You get 8 bottles for free, and you have no idea what chemicals are in it, and it's coming out of China, and it's poisonous. Don't use stuff like that. Use a lanolin-based D3. That's super, super important. If you've got a problem with depression, you know, fish oil and omega-3 fats have been shown to be very, very effective with that. In addition to that, you can take 5-hydroxyl-tryptophan. That's an excellent product for depression. There's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a nutritional standpoint. And we cover all of this in the Breakthrough Health book without having to use drugs. I mean, drugs, don't get me wrong.
Hold on, Ted. Hold on. We'll be back in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And we shall take your calls next hour with Dr. Ted Brower as we talk about his work, Breakthrough Health. Wow, my emails, They're coming in like crazy, Ted, so we're going to go through some of them again and chat more when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back, Dr. Ted Brower, PhD with us. Ted, if you could change one thing about what we do as people, what we ingest, what we do, how we drink, what would you change? Just one.
No fluoride.
That would be the number one on your
list. No, there's no way. And but real quick, George, I'm getting slammed in my office with questions as far as
I told you,
website.
I am too.
Yeah, okay. It's, my phone number is 1-800-726-1834 to my office.
One more time. Slow down.
1-800, okay, 1-800-726-1834. If you have any questions, you want to order a copy of the Breakthrough Health Book. Now, what's happening is they're going to the bodybyted.com website, and they're confused. There's three things on the website. There's the Breakthrough Health Book. You can click on that on the top left-hand corner if that's all you want.
That's the brand new one.
That's the brand new one. There's the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program, which is a 6-CD series that takes you on a systematic process of lowering blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and blood sugar levels. It has reports in there on high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, cancer, ADD, autism, that kind of stuff. And there's one more product in there. It's called HGH Stimulate. And what that does, that stimulates the body's own production of human growth hormone to burn body fat. It acts like a natural Viagra in guys. It helps to burn body fat. My wife just absolutely says that it burns cellulite. So there's a picture of her on the website. You can take a look at that. We're both in great shape for our age. And that picture, where I was 55 and she was 54. And I think we look pretty good for that age. And we look the same now. And I'm 58 and she's 57. So that's how we look. But it's bodybyted.com. And that website had kind of gone down for a few minutes. Your guys kind of
we do have a way of doing that,
but it's back up again now. Or they can call the phone number. But the most important thing, George, is don't drink the fluoride. I mean, I can't say that. I mean, I'll put that on my epitaph. Don't drink the fluoride. Okay, it's that bad, and we can't do it. I mean, my goodness, if it was used in Nazi concentration camps to make the inmates servile and infertile, why are we drinking it? Are you kidding me? And we know that it calcifies the pineal gland, which is the third eye, which helps you to have insight and reasoning skills. And so you've got to stay away from that. And I believe you've got to stay away from statin drugs. They're that bad for you. Can I go over the top five ways to burn body fat?
Yeah.
Real quick.
However, I do want to say that if you've had a heart attack, I believe statin drugs will help you.
I believe that you should follow your medical advice and do whatever your doctor tells you to do. How do you like that?
All right. That's fair enough. Go through these five
Here's what we need to do. Here's the best way to lose the five body fat. Number one, you have to eat 6 meals a day. That's absolutely critical. You cannot be eating one giant meal, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, when you get off George Norrie's show. You can't do that, okay? You've got to eat throughout the day. If you want to weigh 180 pounds and you're a guy, you've got to eat 300 calories 6 times a day. The way you calculate calorie intake is take 10 times your ideal body weight. So if you want to weigh 180 pounds and you're a guy, 10 times that is 1,800 calories a day divided by 6. The same with women as far as whatever your ideal weight is. It says 6 300 calorie meals per day. Number two, you've got to drink water, at least 8 to 10 glasses of water a day. A good baseline on that is half your body weight in fluid ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, drink 100 ounces of water a day. Absolutely critical. Also, make sure the water does not contain fluorine or chlorine. I can't tell you what it does to the thyroid gland and how it affects weight and obesity. You've got to get off of that. Number three, stay with low glycemic carbohydrates. Don't eat a bunch of sugar and fructose or potatoes or juices, because they end up causing you to elevate insulin, which basically is a storage hormone, which makes you store body fat. Next is you need to be taking the HGH Stimulate product, which is on the bodybyted.com website. And number five, you have to combine cardio and resistance training together. Don't just do cardio, just don't do resistance. And make sure your workout is never longer than 40 minutes from the time you start to the time you finish.
Yeah, you don't need a long workout.
Cortisol.
Yeah, you don't need a long one at all.
No, you don't. And see, that's what's so nonsense. When I was a kid, I used to work out all the time, hours every day in the gym on Saturdays and stuff like that. Now we go to the gym, we work out 25 to 40 minutes, and that's it. We go in 6 days a week, and you don't need it, because what happens, you start using a lot of heavy weights, so you don't do the reps. All you'd end up with is joint problems as you get older, so you don't need to do that either.
Explain what happens when people are dehydrated, when they haven't drank enough water. What happens to their body? Don't they get palpitations? All kinds of things happen.
Well, let's go through it for a second. There's so many factors with dehydration. You know, it's interesting to me. My son was accepted into the Marine Corps officer program. My oldest son, Austin, he's at the office right now. You want to ask him about this? He was accepted into the officers program out of college. He passed his college entrance exams at 14, went to full-time college, finishing his high school and college at the same time when he was 15 and 16, graduated with his bachelor's degree at 19. He's now completed his master's degree. He's 25 years old. And he was accepted into the OCS program with the United States Marine Corps as an officer at the age of 19. And he was going to go into that program. But he was a few seconds short on his run, which he could have fixed. But the problem is, they told us basically that I'm not going to get political on this. He didn't go in, okay? But what they told him was this: in the Marine Corps, they've learned that they can give you sleep deprivation and you do okay. They can make you work all hours of the day and you do okay. But you cannot have water deprivation. Water deprivation causes all types of health problems.
You shut down.
You shut down. And what ends up happening with older people, especially when they're in nursing homes or when they're in assisted care, they end up not getting a lot of water in their system and they get dehydrated. The brain actually will shrink and it massively increases the risks of senile dementia. Plus the organs can't function. Plus the other thing that happens is the blood is primarily water. And when you don't get sufficient quantities of water in your system, the blood gets too thick. It increases its viscosity. It makes it much harder to pump. So then they give you blood thinners to take. And that's how my mom eventually died. She was actually bled to death using blood thinners in the nursing home. And that was, by the way, against my wishes. And I could tell you the stories of me and the medical doctors in the nursing home and how I got into big arguments with them. But the reality is they basically killed her with blood thinners by bleeding her out in the middle of the night. That's how she died. Horrible, horrible way to go out. But that's what happens with blood thinners. You got to be so careful when you use those types of products. So that's what they do to combat the lack of water, George. They give you blood thinners, complete and total nonsense, because they realize the importance of keeping the blood thin so it flows properly and the heart can pump it. It's hard for the heart to pump sludge. It's hard for the heart to pump honey. It has to be thin like water. That's how the blood's designed. So, yes, water's absolutely critical. 8 to 10 glasses a day, half your body weight in fluid ounces, no fluorine, no chlorine in the water.
What do you think of a couple tablespoons of peanut butter every day?
There's nothing wrong with that. I bet almond butter is a little bit better for you. And the thing you can do with almond butter and with peanut butter both, when you get the natural, it'll separate. The oil comes to the top.
Got
to
mix it up.
Pour that oil off. Just pour it off.
Pour it off. Okay.
And add olive oil to it and mix it back up together with olive oil. It makes it a lot healthier. It gives you a lot more omega-3 fats. It gets away from the peanut oil, which has a lot of omega-6 fats in it. It makes it a much healthier spread.
How many people, percentage-wise, care about their health? What do you think?
Probably about 30% really care.
That's it? Wow.
That's about it. That's why we have like 70% of the country's overweight. The problem is everybody treats their health like it's standard equipment on an automobile, like your car comes with windshield wipers and a windshield, okay, and they ignore it until it goes away. A lot of guys are like this. They work and work and work 60, 80 hours a week. They make all of this money, and all of a sudden they're 40 years old, and they're dropping dead from heart disease or diabetes or cancer, and they don't understand what happened. They ignore their health until it goes away. But lately, I've noticed that more and more people are beginning to realize that they don't have to feel bad. They don't have to look bad. I mean, I've never heard anybody say on their deathbed, I wish only one thing, that I would have put more hours in at the office, okay? They don't say that. And if they begin to realize as they get older that the time spent with their families and with their children and with their grandkids is more important, and that's what I need to try to stress tonight. You can feel good. You have tremendous energy. You have tremendous output. But you've got to do it in moderation. You've got to do it in reason. If it's taking you 18 cups of coffee like I used to drink at Florida State University to get through the day, that's not good. Okay, that's not healthy. It's hard on your heart. It's hard on everything in your body. It's an endocrine disruptor, those kind of levels of caffeine. And you need to stay from all the energy drinks. We have a chapter in the book on energy drinks, natural energy drinks that you can drink to give you tremendous energy without the use of coffee or caffeine. But if you're going to do it, again, like we mentioned earlier, make sure you use the green tea and not the coffee.
Not the coffee. Well, that's
not the coffee at all, Paul. No, and please, I'm not painting some halo over my head. I've got coffee in my freezer in the house. I don't drink it every day, but occasionally I'll have a cup of coffee. But it really disrupts my sleep patterns. I mean, in the book, we've got a whole chapter.
Is it the caffeine that does it?
No, it's the cortisol. Coffee elevates cortisol, which is a stress hormone of the body, which is an agitation hormone, and it makes you stay awake at night. If I drink coffee, it causes such a stressor in my body that I can't sleep at night. If I drink green tea, I use purple sticks. I had a purple stick before the show tonight. That's why I'm so hyped up. I don't usually drink them this late. And what it is
are you hyped up?
It's a purple stick.
You're hyped up. You?
You started it, George. I was doing fine until you started that other stuff with the GMOs and the chemtrails. And then you got me all stoked up, going angry by what happened with my mom in Germany. And did you see? It just did it again, George. Cut me back. Cut me back.
I have that way.
And but basically, what I've learned is that you can feel good and have tremendous energy and tremendous output. And I'm going to say this again. I said at the beginning of the show, if you're 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds overweight and you feel absolutely awful, how bad does it have to get before you start making healthier choices? I mean, even if you don't listen to anything else I say tonight, you just start drinking healthy water. And I'm not talking about drinking water out of plastic that contains BPA, bisphenol A, which is another estrogen mimicker. Don't do that. You drink to make your own distilled water, or get a reverse osmosis system and store the water in glass instead of plastic, so you don't pick up all that residue. But the reality is, if you'll just do that, just that alone, and get off the fluoride, you're going to feel different just doing that. And that's a good start for tonight for the folks that are junk foodaholics tonight. Stop drinking the contaminated water.
Yeah, that's the first step, I think.
That's right.
And then onward you go, and then you take care of yourself.
That's correct.
What is happening in terms of schools with young people with nutrition?
Oh, it's awful, George. I mean, it's awful. I mean, the chemicals, the compounds, the cheapest food, the pink slime that made the news a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They're feeding the kids. I mean, it's awful what's happening with kids. Now, we homeschool our kids. We have a huge homeschool movement in Florida. I've got an 11-year-old, a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, who, by the way, just passed his college entrance exams, except for his comprehension skills, and he was 1 point away from passing that. He's already passed his math. He's already passed his English. He's 14 years old taking his college entrance exam.
Yeah,
he'll fantastic. Do the same thing. He'll start in Florida. We have a dual enrollment program. It's called Collegiate High School, and he'll start in that as soon as he's able to qualify.
He can think. He's not all sugared up, is he?
Well, no, he's brilliant. I mean, he plays the piano like Mozart. I mean, he's amazing. His name's Harrison. I mean, I've got him online. It's like Harrison Brower playing the piano. You can see him. He's amazing what he can do. And there's a video of my daughter, Savannah Brower, singing Silent Night, Holy Night in perfect German, all three verses on YouTube. I mean, she was 9 years old when she did this, and she performed in front of 4,000 people, George. It's amazing what you can do with children if you don't drug them up with chemicals and give them good nutrition, let their brains do what they're supposed to do. It's amazing how incredibly smart kids are and how much fun they are to have around and how enjoyable they are. But you've got to learn how to, do the right kind of foods with them. My wife wrote a book a few years ago. It's called Train Up Your Children in the Way They Should Eat. And basically it teaches you how to feed kids and feed kids from a healthy standpoint and how to keep your kids healthy and not give them all these chemicals and compounds in their diet.
Well, it's pretty darn dramatic with what's happening across this planet. How do you equate the United States with other countries in terms of nutrition? Yes, we're obese. Yes, we have more heart attacks. Yes, we have more incidence of cancer. A lot of it's related to diet, but are there other countries doing it much better than we are?
Oh, yes, almost all the European countries. You can go to the farmers markets. And California's pretty good, too. I mean, you've got a lot of good California markets on the weekends, and you get a lot of farm-fresh produce that's available. Out here throughout the other parts of the country, you have some of those available in certain spotty areas. But, yes, the United States right now is leading the world when it comes to heart disease, to diabetes, and to cancer. We mentioned that earlier in the show. And the European countries are doing much better. But remember, they don't do the fluoride. They don't fluoridate the water in Germany. They don't do it. It's illegal. They can't do it. And they don't allow the GMOs to come into the country. I mean, they don't do that. And I was just in South America last spring, and we went to all these different fruit markets and vegetable markets and all of the different things that you see down there. Very little obesity in South America, very little obesity in Europe, much, much healthier lifestyle and culture than we have in the United States. But remember, the primary source of calories that we have in the United States is high fructose corn syrup. It's unbelievable how bad that is. And that high fructose corn syrup causes all types of liver problems and liver damage. In addition to that, it's also very, very addictive. I mean, we have to stay away from all of those sugar products. See, what happened is back in the 40s and 50s, we had this big sugar craze that started because, everybody wanted to go on low-fat diets because the president had a heart attack, so they decided that everybody, it was just because of the high-fat diets, so everybody wanted to go low-fat, low-fat, low-fat. Well, what ended up happening is the only way they could make low-fat food not taste like cardboard, they started pumping a bunch of sugar into it. And that's when this whole thing really took off, was back in the 40s and the 50s, putting all the sugar into the food supply, which massively increased the risks of candida in the United States and massively increased the risks of heart disease and diabetes in the United States. And now we find out that the fat wasn't bad. It was the type of fat that you were eating that was bad, because trans fats were introduced into the food supply in the 40s. And so if you've got to stay from the trans fats and the hydrogenated oils, you stay with coconut oil, stay with olive oil, stay with different types of oils like that that are healthy for you, that are high in omega-3 fats, and it's a lot better for you. And you can eat a lot of fat on your diet if you're eating the right types of fat, but you don't want to eat the wrong types of fat, especially rancid fats, like with French fries that are in restaurants. Those are really, really bad for you, George.
Why is it that when somebody retires, they kind of fade away pretty darn fast?
Wow, it's interesting you said that. I had a friend of mine who's got a tire shop over in Haines City, and his father retired at the age of 65, and he died on his 65th birthday while they were having, like, the party for him.
Jeez.
And but you're absolutely right. I see it all of the time. Our brains have to stay active. Our brains have to stay focused. We have to realize that if we don't maintain our health throughout our retirement years and stay active with brain focus, with goals, et cetera, with the right types of supplements, we're going to fade very, very quickly. Human beings are not made to sit around in a rocking chair, you know, when they're 65 years old. My grandfather worked until he was 86 years old, until he died of a stroke. My father died at 81. My mom died in her 90s. And you know what's so funny? She worked until she was 86 years old, you know, the lady from Germany. And then she fell because of an osteoporotic fracture because she drank sodas. And then what ended up happening is she ended up going to the nursing home. And she was vibrant. She ran her own business. She was amazing at the age of 86. And they started putting her all of these statin drugs, all of these chemicals, all of these compounds, all of these sleeping pills. And, George, I watched them completely destroy her brain within a matter of 2 to 3 years. She didn't know who anyone was anymore. It was one of the saddest things I've ever seen. You can't be lethargic like that and lay around. You've got to stay active. Even if it's just playing golf, for heaven's sakes, you've got to get out and you've got to do things. My mother-in-law is 78 years old. She's the one who edits all of my books. She's absolutely amazing. She plays golf like 4 times a week, and she's just a go-getter. But she takes care of herself. She follows my nutritional protocols, and she has tremendous energy, tremendous output at the age of 78. But it's because she eats right and she follows our guidelines.
My mother's 84. She's going to get a stent in the morning, by the way, Ted. She's 84, and her doctor said, look, you got a little blockage here. We got to take care of this. So she said, okay, going in. I talked to her today. One of my sisters with her, and you know, keeping our fingers crossed that everything goes well.
Well, yeah, anytime you go in for surgery like that with the heart when you're in your 80s, it's pretty high risk.
It sure is.
And so you just make sure you pick a good surgeon to make sure it's a procedure that has to be done.
Yeah.
My aunt Audrey, she died a few years ago. They were going to go in and put a stent in her, and then they opened her up basically after they were going to do all of those procedures. They ended up doing a quadruple bypass on her. She never came out of surgery.
Yes.
But she was just too old to handle that kind of, you know, onslaught to her body.
Yeah. I mean, they said she's only got one that needs some work, so.
Well, I'll pray for your mom, and I'll pray that she does well.
Say our prayers. Look, we've got a minute to go before the break. We're going to come back and take phone calls with you. Alzheimer's disease, is it curable?
You know, George, there's so much neural entanglement with Alzheimer's with the autopsy patients. There's some good studies that seem to indicate that the turmeric, that the coconut oil, the vitamin E, and natural compounds that will increase circulation will help. As far as curable with Alzheimer's, I've not seen it cured. Again, you have all this aluminum exposure with antiperspirant deodorants and everything else. I think you're better off trying to avoid and, you know, not get those types of diseases, including senile dementia. But remember, I believe the statin drugs are linked to Alzheimer's disease, and I also believe that the mercury is linked to Alzheimer's disease in the shots that they're getting with the flu shots. So there are a lot of things that you can help to avoid, help get out of your system to help prevent these types of conditions.
Okay, stay with us, Dr. Ted Brower, and as promised, next hour we'll take your phone calls with him right here on Coast to Coast AM.